New figures released by the government on Monday showed unemployment creeping up towards the dreaded 10% mark in January. The registered number of unemployed was 9.8% in January, the Labor and Social Affairs Ministry announced, up 3 percentage points year on year. However, analysts say things won't, at least, get much worse. Rob Cameron reports.
More than 570,000 people are now registered as looking for work in the Czech Republic, meaning there are 18 applicants for each vacancy. There are sharp variations across the country, of course, with the town of Jeseník in North Moravia recording unemployed figures of 19.2% and the capital, Prague, traditionally low with 3.8%. Analysts say the traditional New Year jump in unemployment figures has been exacerbated by the particularly harsh winter. The plummeting temperatures have halted construction work and agriculture. Daniel Munich is a labour market expert for Surge, the Centre for Economic Research and Graduate Education of Charles University.
It's very common, even in the past, that firms release people at the end of the year and in January, the first week after Christmas and end of the year, they visit labour offices.
It was often claimed that the Czech Republic had escaped the worst of the global financial crisis. These new unemployment figures, do they, to you, perhaps suggest this is not the case?
I don't think so. It's true that the crisis came to Czech Republic later than most other European countries, but overall the unemployment is still below the average level of EU. And as I said, I'm much more optimistic about developments in 2010, so I don't think that it's a sign of some disaster.
In other words, you don't think we're going to see a rise above 10% this year?
This winter is very cold, and seasonal work, like in construction and others, are more or less stopped. And this prevents people finding jobs they usually have in construction. So it might be that we reach 10% next month, but it will not go much higher.
The Czech economy, which relies heavily on exports, has suffered from reduced demand for its goods amidst the global economic crisis. Analysts believe the situation will stabilize in the second and third quarters of 2010, although unemployment will remain at the 9 to 10% mark for some time to come.
Rob Cameron reports.